All right, I'm watching you all close up through my telescope. I can see you there straining and awaiting for my next terror tale. This is the big warning. If you ain't heard about him yet, watch out. The ghost mice is coming. Yes, they're a-coming. The ghost mice from outer space. Oh, yes, about 1,000 years ago, the Red Demon farms were the fire ghosts on the flaming planet Thorm. In a far heavens was overrun with the venomous little beasties. They come up out of the bowels of the Thorm. Millions of them clawing and gnawing and a-scampering up out of the caverns and the craters. They started to eat. They ate everything in sight, yes. They ate the scrumplets and the squilligens of the fire ghosts. And they ate up all the diffybrogs and quine flames. They roost amidst the tall moat on the banks of the Putland Gloosh. They even ate their way into the ashy gloam where the plague gnomes abide. Hey, yes. Oh, and nothing stopped them. Nothing. And nothing could fill them up or satisfy their hunger. 'Cause everything they ate turned into nothing. Oh, terrible. Then one day, old Morblog, the high priest of the flame trolls, and his presidium of waving green canatoles, held a meeting and decided to send the bitter plague of mice down to eat us mortals off the earth. Yes, they lured all the growing herds of ghost mice into big glittering space wagons and blasted them, spinning out into space, whooming down toward the earth. And they've been blasting them off at us for over 1,000 years. And this morning, the very first of them horrible glittery space wagons come a-whistling down like a shed caught in the gusty fist of a cyclone, thrashed open on the face of the field where a farmer was a-plowing, and spewed its nasty cargo all squealing and squeaking out o'er the land. It was delightful, yes, yes, exciting, you know, 'cause the first thing they did was to eat the farmer. Yeah, oh, they ate the farmer, yes. They ran at him and ate him up. Yes, they ate him up vicious-like and left him a-standing there, tooth clean, a skeleton in rags. Then they ate his mules tied there into the plow, and they foraged on, eating up every little thing as they went, leaving nothing anywhere but quick piles of bones. Bones, yes. Look, an endless line of the wicked space wagons is a-coming in fast now. I can spot them through my telescope. Listen, there's one a-landing out there. Hear it? There's another. Closer this time. And there's another. Out by the village, they're crashing in everywhere, swooping down into the cities, plowing into the towns and hamlets, belching out great waves of the ghosts everywhere. Nasty little things. Soft and squidgy, like little bags of mush with sharp saw teeth in their long snoots. Yes, you can hear them. They're everywhere about you. They're a-gnawing into your kitchens right now. They're a-coming out of your record players, scampering all over your living rooms. Yes, jump into your airplanes, start up your helicopters, hang on to the chandelier, and get into a submarine. I thought I was safe out here. But here comes Mephisto McCro, with two of them riding on his back. Get off of me, you nasty, nasty little things. Go away! Oh, no.